Welcome back to the pod. Today I have my best friend Seth on, and we're going to be talking all about guy best friends. So Seth, do you want to say hi?
Hi girly girls. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me, Carmen. I can't wait.
You're so welcome. So Seth is a senior, and he's the only person at my school that I like.
That's sad, but it's also kind of true. And the first time I met Carmen was because she was the boyfriend of a guy.
I was the boyfriend.
You have to restart it.
No, it's good. Just keep going.
Okay, well, basically, Carmen was dating my friend Nate, and it was super dramatic in our grade because everybody was like, wow, Nate, dating a freshman. And
oh yeah, this was when I was a freshman and Seth was a sophomore.
That's actually not the first time I met Carmen, but it's the first time we started becoming friends. We've been friends like our whole...
We've known each other
for like ever.
Yeah, well, I went to Seth's bar mitzvah.
And we went on trips as kids. And our parents have always been friends. And Carmen was like the introvert kid who never really talked. But she loosened up as she got older.
Yeah, so we became friends when I was a freshman and Seth was a sophomore. And we started doing community service together at an old person daycare thing.
Center, yeah.
Yeah. And we just hang out. And then we started becoming friends. And we've gone on a few trips together.
So much fun.
And Seth, my parents like Seth more than they like me. Okay, so we're just gonna ask you a few questions.
Should we dive in or should we do the best and worst of the week?
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, I forgot. Okay, you get to start because you're the guest.
I get to start?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna start with the worst of the week because, like, why not? Well, for the worst of the week, I had an essay for AP Literature and I had to analyze two poems. And it took me a week to write this essay. And it took me so long that I decided to come up with some BS excuse. I'm not this kind of person, but I kind of am, to get an extension for it. And I ended up pushing it off so much that I wrote it on my phone in my other friend's car. I know I have another friend. It's kind of shocking. But I wrote it in my other friend's car last night, and I hope I get a good grade. So that was the worst of the week.
I'm sure it was good. You probably think it's worse than it actually was.
It's pretty bad. And then for the best of the week, I went to this really pretty place in Kentucky called High Bridge. Carmen and I have been there. She didn't really go across the bridge.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared of heights, so I got super nauseous standing on it. It's like, how high is it?
And it's like definitely more than 200 feet.
Yeah, and you have to look down. Well, you don't technically have to, but you can see it. And so if you don't like heights, you definitely not like it.
But it's super pretty, and so yeah, that was my best of the week.
Okay, so my worst of the week, since that's what you started with, was that I had to take a practice ACT test today, and I don't think I did very well. It was just long, and I was tired, and my best of the week was watching The Great British Baking Show, and yeah, I'm kind of obsessed with British people. I don't know if that's weird.
That's so weird.
Not, you like British people.
I like talking British, but like, I'm not obsessed with the people.
Do your best British accent.
Thank you, girly girls, for having me on the show today. I cannot wait to have some tea and chat.
That was excellent. Okay, so we asked people on Instagram to send in a few questions for Seth, and then we came up just with a few. So the first one is, do you believe in love at first sight?
Well, so I believe in love at first sight depending on the age. So, like, ever since I was a kid, I've thought about, like, how did my parents fall in love? Like, did they fall in love at first sight? Like, how did that really work? Well, as I've gotten older, I realized that you could fall in love at first sight, but you may not really know it. Or at least both of you all may not know it. But I think the way you fall in love is like being with somebody over time. And like the time that you spend with them, if you really value it, you start to fall in love with them. So I don't necessarily think you always fall in love at first sight, but it's possible. But more so, it happens over time.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer. I think I absolutely do not, and I think it doesn't make sense, and that it's just something in movies, because, like, what you were saying, I feel like to actually, like, love someone, you have to spend time with them, and I feel like just, if you just see someone, you don't really know anything about them, or their life, or, yeah, I just don't really get it, and I think it's something that just happens in movies.
And I think it's important to realize, girly girls, that if there's ever a guy who sees you and thinks he's in love with you at first sight and doesn't even know who you are deep down, like, he's not, like, he does not deserve you. Like, y'all have to get to know each other. Like, don't let him lead you on for just, like, thinking you're so pretty. Like, let him get to know your beautiful personality and then move on. Like, period.
Period. Okay. Let's see. Next question. Do you think guys and girls can have sleepovers without liking each other or without, like, doing stuff?
I guess it depends. I don't really know, like, if this is PG or not.
It's fine. But you can say whatever.
I guess it depends on how horny the boy or the girl is. but, like, if the two people are, like, super horny, maybe it's not the best idea that they're having a sleepover.
Last year, or I don't know, maybe it was this year.
I don't know when it was.
Yeah. But I think that you can. It just, like, you have to have boundaries and, like, understand. Because I feel like if it's some guy or girl that you're talking to, that would not be the best idea if you're just planning on being friends.
I agree.
But I think you have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, people should make their boundaries before? Like, or do you think, like, you, like, mutually know each other's boundaries in your head? Like, oh, she probably doesn't want to kiss me on the sleep, like, at the sleepover, so, like...
I mean, we didn't make boundaries, but we both just kind of know.
Yeah, we knew, that's true.
Like, because I feel like some people give off vibes.
That's true, know? Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of our friends can sometimes give off vibes to Seth.
true.
But, or, like, you can tell if someone likes you most of the time.
Some people are good at hiding it.
Yeah. Can girls and guys be friends without catching feelings?
This is, like, a super tough question. Because I don't want to get, like, all statistical and nerdy and shit, but, like...
Do it.
Basically, I think it all depends on the situation and, like, how it starts. But, like, if a girl and a guy just meet out of the blue, like, Carmen and I's situation was, like, a little bit different. But I think there's always, like, some kind of feeling deep down. And, like, how deep the feelings are, I don't really know. But, like, 90% of the time, I said I wouldn't get statistical. I think 90% of the time, there's, like, some feeling there. But, like, the feeling doesn't have to necessarily mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be, like, dating.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a boy and a girl is such a special bond. Because it's, like... I just think it's such an important relationship that there is a feeling deep down of importance and, like, security and, like, it's just a way more important relationship in my opinion.
So, do you think that, like, having a girl best friend versus having a guy best friend, like, for you, your guy best friend and compared to, like, me, is it super different or would you say it's pretty much the same?
I think our relationship, I have to work harder.
Wait, ours or
our relationship, I have to work harder to make sure it's, like, safe, because, like, I'm not saying I value it more, because my best friend Chase, I value, like, that's my guy friend, I value our relationship, but, like, he has a girlfriend, he has his own, like, lifestyle, but, like, whereas with Carmen, I have to, like, whereas with you, sorry to say your name like that,
It's okay, you go.
Like, I just feel like I need to make sure that everything is, like, always going smoothly and, like, that you're not mad at me. Because, like...
Seth, we're allowed to be mad at each other.
Yeah, but, like, if Chase is mad at me, I think it's kind of funny. When you're mad at me, I get, like, kind of sad. I don't know. It's just how I feel. So, I think there's just differences to, like, each kind of relationship.
Yeah, I agree. That makes sense. Also, I feel like, going back to boundaries, like, with the girls I'm friends with, I'm very touchy with all my girl friends, and, like, this might be a bit TMI, but whatever.
I'm sure our fans love it. Your fans.
But, like, I'll, like, grab my friend's butt or slap their ass, you know, whatever,
But, like, I would not do that to Seth or something. I mean, I could, but I don't. And I think that makes Seth sad.
I guess I'm just not thick enough, like...
Yeah, you are.
I don't really know what the deal is, but, like, anyways, like...
It's okay, you have Chase.
Yeah. It's just, like, obviously, I understand, like, guys and girls don't have to be and probably shouldn't be too touchy, because that would definitely enhance...
Unless you know for, like, 100% fact they don't like you. Like, if...
Yeah.
Like, if one of them is, like, gay or something.
And, like, I'm not a very touchy guy. Like, it all... I think it all depends on the person, too.
I feel like you are a touchy person.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, not with me, but, like...
See, how would you know? I mean, guess, like... Do I just, like, touch random people on vacation? Like, how do you...
Have
you
ever... I don't know. It's just, like, your personality. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
But, like...
I see what you mean.
I don't know how to explain it.
See, like, I give shit hugs. I'm sure Carmen...
Yeah!
I'm sure Carmen...
Seth gives the worst hugs.
So, like, I guess I'm touchy besides the hug part, but, like, I try to avoid hugs as much as I can because I'm so bad at them.
Yeah, I remember... Do you remember at community service one day when I was sad?
Oh!
And we...
No.
So funny! Wait, I'm gonna tell. This is so funny. So, I was sad about something. I think it was about my boyfriend at the time. I don't remember. We might have broken up. I don't know. But, so I was sad, and Seth saw that I was sad, so he gave me a hug. But we were, like, standing. We were standing in a closet. And...
No, you have to say why we were in the closet.
Oh, yeah. So, at community service, we have to wear these name tags, and all the name tags are in the closet. So, we were going to put away our name tags, but then... We just hugged because we were just there. And one of the people that were there were like, oh my God, what are you guys doing in the closet? They're like, I knew they were dating.
Well, it was a patient. And yeah. Like, and so then when the whole like nursing home played Two Truths and a Lie, the patient, like when I did Two Truths and a Lie, I was like, Carmen and I are dating. Carmen has a twin. And then like I have a dog or something. And the lie was that Carmen and I were dating. And then when somebody guessed their lie correctly, another guy was like, that's not true. I saw them hugging in the closet. And then everybody at the nursing home started dying laughing. They're like, caught.
It was so funny. Awkward.
It was really awkward.
They always either thought we were dating or that we were siblings.
Yeah. Like, will we talk about that, about like school and stuff too?
About school? Oh, yeah. Speaking of that. At school, everybody thinks we're dating just because literally no one at our school is, like, friends
with the opposite sex.
Yeah. And so I've had multiple people ask me if I've been dating Seth, and I know more people ask Seth than they ask me because I guess I'm not very approachable.
They're like, you all would be so cute, like, and I'm like, we just hang out. Do you have a friend of the opposite sex kind of thing? But, like, I don't know, like, a lot, especially the boys that have a crush on Carmen, like,
which is none of them.
A lot, like, a lot of boys on my lacrosse team, like, I drove this one kid to lacrosse practice, and he was asking me all these questions about
who?
Carmen and I. I cannot disclose his name because he was in a...
We're gonna cut this out. Who?
We're gonna cut this out?
No, just the name.
Oh, well, Sam. And so...
Wait, Sam liked me this year?
No, but he was telling me about the other boys that like you.
In my grade?
Yes. Anyways, girly girls. Boys like Carmen. And there's been a couple
but
boys...
But they don't tell me.
Yeah, they don't tell Carmen because they're such wussies. And that's a bad word. Oh my gosh. And so they come to me. And I actually had this one experience where this guy was so rude. He tried to become friends with me just to get closer with Carmen. His name was Caleb. and we hung out once. And I realized it was trying to get closer to Carmen. So, yeah.
Yeah, he called me a snake because I told him I didn't like him.
It's so funny.
And the other day when I had to take my PSAT at school, he tried to say hi to me, but instead of actually saying hi, he was just like, whoa, Carmen, you're here? And I was like, yeah, hi, like, nice to see you too, Caleb.
He's super rude.
Yeah, he's super rude. Don't like him. Never really liked him. He's creepy.
Yeah, very.
But yeah, everyone at our school thinks we're dating for no reason.
But like, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be friends with like guys or girls at your school. Like, definitely open up and do it. and try to make as many friends of the opposite sex as you can, because then it makes it look less like you're dating.
Is that what you do?
No. Just, like, I've learned that from, like, I guess... Actually, I take that back. It doesn't matter how many friends with the opposite gender you have, just, like, don't let it get to you, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just that people are jealous that I'm friends with Carmen, because, like, they think she's, like, so beautiful and amazing, and, like, they just get really jealous of her, and then they take it out on me by saying, like, how do you get to be friends with Carmen? Like, I'm like, all you have to do...
People do not tell you that.
Yes, they do. All you have to do is go up to Carmen and say, I want to be friends with you. But they don't.
Yeah, after everyone listens to this episode, they're just going to DM me. And just, I'm going to have like 20 DMs just saying, I want to be friends with you.
I hope, girly girls, that you all do that.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's see how many DMs we can get to Carmen saying, I want to be friends with you. Because she deserves those DMs.
Okay, so, Seth, how does it feel to be my parents' favorite child? And don't lie, because you know you are.
I love it. It's pretty great. I'm kind of best friends with her dad. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, they're bros.
Like, if he had Snapchat, he would definitely be on my best friends list. Definitely towards the top. But he kind of has... doesn't have Snapchat. But he is such a cool guy. And, like, I've gotten more bro advice from her dad than I have, like, almost any of my friends. And her mom's super awesome. So, I love being the favorite child. I'm definitely, guilty of it. I don't know if it upsets any of Carmen and her siblings, but it's pretty amazing.
Sometimes when Seth hangs out with us right before, people get jealous that, my parents like Seth more.
Actually?
Yeah.
Like, explain. Like, elaborate.
Like,
I cannot wait to hear this guy.
I don't know. They're just like, well, they're like, why is Seth coming? Seth has always liked more than us. Everyone likes Seth more than us. Or, like, Dad likes Seth more than us. Dad would rather hang out with Seth than me. It's like Reed. You know?
Actually?
Yeah.
Aww.
But, like...
See, now I feel bad, girly girls. Like...
No, it's fine. But Seth and my dad became ultimate bros when we went to Mexico together, and they just hung out all the time.
It was so fun.
In the pool.
I can't go any further. It was hype.
Also in Mexico, we went to this awesome party. This was like pre-COVID, but it was called a white party, and everyone wore all white. And there was a bunch of these Russian people, and they kept trying to talk to me and Seth, but, like, we did not understand
anything. I swear, they're, like, 25-year-old boys flirting with Carmen. It was for real. And then right when one of the boys was
from Michigan?
Yeah. No. Right when they were about to dance with, asked to dance with you, we started dancing, and it was so fun. But then,
yeah.
Also, we had I shouldn't really say this, but there's, like, a little hot tub. And... I was, like, dancing with her mom and her dad, and Carmen was just, like, sitting in the gazebo because she was really tired, but she ended up dancing with me, which was good. But she never got in the hot tub, which was sad.
Yeah, I know, I suck.
You suck. So, yeah.
Okay, so now we just wanted to tell some, like, funny stories from community service. So, Seth, do you want to tell her, or do you want me to tell her?
Yes. So, the effects and the hardships from dementia are, like, extreme, but there are some fun times we have.
Oh, yeah. Everyone at the daycare center has dementia or some sort of form of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, one of the women who has a crush on me, obviously, she was with Carmen one day, and she peed herself. But Carmen didn't know that she peed herself. And, like, her hands were under her lap. And, like, when she peed herself.
Not
and
then, me.
And then Carmen grabbed her hands after she peed herself. So Carmen was dancing with pee hands for, like, 5 minutes. And I know it's really sad that she peed herself. And I think it's terrible. But the Carmen's not laughing. But the funny part is that Carmen danced with pee hands. So every time...
Seth saw it and just didn't tell me.
It was so funny.
Yeah, it was kind of gross, though. But also, I put a thing on my story asking for questions today. And
oh, really?
Yeah. There were just a few. So, one of them is how long we have known each other. Our whole lives, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to go, like, on trips, and like I said before.
Yeah.
Also, Girly Girls, I don't know if you all know this, but she talked about it with her planner, but she used to be, Carmen is, like, amazing at art, and she used to be really, like, into art, and every time we went on family vacations, she would just, like, lock her door and draw, which I thought was kind of weird at first, but, like, it was super cool.
It was weird. I was...
But she was so good at art, and she still is, but she won't admit it, because, of course, she won't. But
I'm not, but thank you. But Seth's mom would plan the best trips, and she would just do a bunch of activities. We went to Tennessee one time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so fun.
One time, her brother was down by the river, because, like, my mom took us all to the river.
So loud.
And his pee-pee got attacked by a bunch of fire ants. And he was screaming to my mom.
The funny thing is that's happened, like, 4 times.
So, yeah, her brother has, like, a little issue, but, like, we can't discuss this anymore. His pee-pee gets attacked by ants a lot.
And other things.
Oh!
Okay, so another question that someone asked today is that, do you like me more than Fred's?
Somebody asked
Yeah,
that.
I'm not making it up.
Let me see her name and direct her.
It doesn't have her name on it. Wait. I know her name, though, but I'm not going to tell you.
Hi, real and relatable. I like your question. Okay, so no, obviously. But, I get asked this a lot. And, like, people, like, I don't know if they ask me it seriously, but, like, who knows. But, like, yeah. Like, I do know that, like, I don't, like, I've never told Carmen this, but, like, when I was, like, friends with Nate, sometimes I, like, said in my head, like, I would be a much better boyfriend than Nate. Because, like...
Well, that's probably true.
Joke, like... Because, like, Nate kind of... It kind of bothered me that Carmen dated Nate. I'm not saying I had feelings for you. I'm just saying, like, it was super, like, weird in my opinion. And I was, like, a big critic of it.
Oh, I know.
And I was talking with Chase, my friend Chase, about this yesterday. Like, it was so bad.
You were talking about my freshman... Your relationship.
Yeah, because I told Chase about the podcast and how I was joining.
Oh, yeah.
But, so the answer is no, but, like, I definitely think I'm a big critique of the guys that do like her and that she likes, because, like, I care.
Yeah, but, that's nice.
So, yeah. And now I'm going to look at Real and Relatable. You all should all go follow _ Real and Relatables.
Are you just going to stalk her now?
Instagram. Yeah. So go follow her, _ Real and Relatable.
So.
Next question. Oh my gosh, when I said I've never told Carmen this, they probably all thought I was going to say I like you.
You get to ask me a question now. Or we can talk about, actually I know what we
have. Your friends ever been like, how do you hang out with him so much and never catch feelings?
No.
Or have they ever been like, y'all would be a cute couple or something?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Multiple people tell me I should date you, and I say,
no. And then what do they say?
Like, well, you should. I'm like,
oh. So aggressive. People are so aggressive, guys.
Yeah, people act like they know your life, and yeah. They don't.
So, like, if that happens to you, just be like, shut up.
Yeah, that's what I do. I say, okay, thanks.
Yeah, so, my next question. Can I ask another one?
Sure.
My next question is, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I've actually never asked you that. And, like, I think the girly girls want to know, too.
I don't know. I don't like thinking about future things. It stresses me out. How old will I be in 10 years? Like, 26? Definitely not married. I probably won't have a boyfriend. Hopefully not living here. Actually, I know I won't be living here. hopefully I have a job that I actually like. And I don't think I'll have any pets because I'm allergic. But
yeah. You think you'll have plants?
Well, see, I like plants, but they all just die. My dad has a green thumb, so he tells me I need to talk to my plants and, like, breathe on them.
Ace is like a plant whisperer.
It's like something with the carbon dioxide, I don't know. So whenever I see my plants, I, like, breathe on them. And I'm like, hi, how was your day?
Hi, little green.
Yeah, like that. So, yeah, hopefully plants...
Do you pet them?
No, you're not supposed to touch them.
Do the oils, like, kill them?
I don't know. No, you just, like, you breathe them and I'm like, hello! Like that. That's what I do.
That's awesome.
We can do it later. Okay, we'll talk to them later.
You should have a botanical pot, like a botanical episode where you just talk about plants.
Yeah, but see, I'm not like good with plants.
You can have your dad.
Yeah.
Your dad can come over.
I don't know. I'm thinking you might be my only guest just because, as you know, I'm like socially awkward. So.
Yeah.
Me too.
Not.
Also, it's kind of easier to do it by myself because then, especially like if I have guests that are like people I don't know. Then you have to go and find guests and, like, come up with a bunch of questions. But, like, we're friends, so it's not...
We should talk about how we have the opposite personality.
We do?
Like, how we have the completely opposite
personality. You're joking, right?
No, I'm not joking.
I can't tell if you're joking.
I'm not joking, I swear on my life. Like, I know people...
Okay, then what do you think? Describe both of our personalities. Okay. Go.
So some kid at school was like, describe Carmen, like, I'm new here, like, what is Carmen like? My first word is...
Judgmental.
No, my first word is like, sorry, I shouldn't be so serious, but like, first word is definitely...
Hot AF.
Sexy as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I just say that, straight up.
That's all you say, and then they're like,
and then I just walk away. And yeah. Like, Carmen, like, stands up for herself and says what she really thinks. And I stand up for myself, but I don't say what I really think. Like, I don't say it how it is. Carmen says it how it is. I am...
You, like, try to be nice with everybody's feelings. Yeah. And I just don't...
What I have to say is, the reason I value our relationship so much is there are pros and cons to both of the ways we interact with people. And I think I learn a lot from, like, learning from, like, the way you do things. Not that I should change the way I am, but, like, I reevaluate situations and, like, think before I speak a lot more. That's so good. And then, like, I'm an extrovert and you're an introvert.
I thought I was an extrovert too. Guys, I literally haven't seen anybody like in a week or two.
But like, Carmen's so good at handling her like introvertism. Like, if I was in my room for 2 weeks, I would probably cry and have a mental breakdown, which I'm not saying not saying you don't do
that. Yeah, that didn't happen.
But I'm saying, like, Carmen, like, you, like, value being alone. And I just, like,
I wish I could do that. That's because I like hanging out with myself.
You know, that's so good that you love yourself like that.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I bother myself. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I hope
I think we're kind of similar. Besides, like, the way we handle certain things.
Like, you elaborate, like...
Like, I think we both try to listen to our friends a lot. It's fine. Listen to our friends a lot and, like, help people and, like, listen to their problems or whatever. And, I mean, we both like old people.
I love old people.
Yeah, Seth has...
an obsession. I just think they're so cute.
Yeah, they are cute. I like little old men. Like, we always joke about how I'd be a really good sugar baby. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's like where you hang out with old men and they just give you money.
Like
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a screenshot, like, 2 weeks ago of, like, a sugar baby on Snapchat that was, like, represented, and I was like, that's Carmen in 20 years, because, like, I can actually see you doing that if your career path fails.
Yeah.
Oops.
So, Seth, speaking of career path, what job do you want?
I just want to help people with dementia. And I don't know, like, how I'm going to do that, but whatever I do, it will definitely be with people that have memory loss and helping them.
That's nice.
What about you?
See, I don't know, but, like, I...
We both want to major in psychology.
Yeah, as of now. Think I'd be good at that, but also, like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, because, like, I like listening to people, I guess. And I think I give, like, decent
advice. She gives such good advice, girly girls. If y'all ever have a problem in life, I'm sorry to, like, give your help out, Carmen. But, like, if anybody here ever has, like, a serious issue, seriously DM Carmen and be like, I need help. Like, what's your advice? Because Carmen, like, will take the time. And she types fast, so, like, it won't bother
her. Yeah, I do type really fast. Seth takes, like, 10 minutes sometimes. He also has his red receipts on, so, like... You can see it when he's seen it, and then it takes him, like, 5 minutes to respond.
Oh, yeah. You randomly, out of the blue, texted me your red receipts
wrong. No, that's because you texted hi, and I said hi back. And then it was, like, 2 hours later, and it said, like, red, whatever, 2 hours later. And I was like, Seth, you know your red receipts are on, because I saw that you saw it and then didn't respond.
Oh, that's so sad. Do I do that a lot?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was just, that was the only time, but I was like, bruh.
Bruh, 2 hours later.
I was so confused. I was like, why would you say hi to me and then not say anything?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'm weird. Okay, next question.
What do you think of, over this year, you know, the TikTok kissing your guy best friend trend? What do you think of that? Like, do you have any thoughts about that?
I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I also feel like everyone who does it is, like, already dating.
Yeah. And, like, the fact that it gets so many likes, there's totally people watching that are like, damn, I should try this. And, like, there's totally that one guy that goes over to his best friend that's a girl's house that night and, like, tries to reenact the TikTok that was planned out and then just destroys his friendship.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people probably do it, but then... It just doesn't work out, so they don't post it. But, like, I've seen some of them where, like, the person will hit them, and that's kind of funny.
Oh, like, when they try?
Yeah. So, it's like, so you funny. Get away from me. Oh, yeah. So, this was a question from, like, I don't know, someone asked a week ago. But do you prefer girls that are more quiet or, like, loud and outgoing?
So, I've talked to girls from, like, all different walks of life, like, all different kinds of personalities.
Some of them...
like, all different looks. Never mind. And, obviously, I always go for personality first, but I think that no matter what your personality is, there's definitely people out there that are right for you. And the best kind of girl is one that just, like, likes to be, like, makes me happy to be around. And, like, not, like, puts in the effort. Like, it doesn't matter if they're quiet or loud, but as long as they're, like, engaged. Like, I think being engaged is a big part of being friends or, like, becoming more than friends with somebody. Like, I'm Snapchatting this girl right now who, like...
My cousin. So guys, awkward. Seth hits on, like, everyone.
I really hope Ava does not.
And all my friends.
I don't do that.
Okay. It's okay. She's not listening to this.
You never know.
I mean, I haven't told her.
Oops. Well, I'm not
so
saying...
Ava's hitting on... Oh, Ava.
I hope so. Yeah, you don't know that.
Yeah, we don't... Seth is hitting on my favorite cousin at the moment.
And I'm your favorite friend. I'm not hitting on her. She's just super cool, and she's engaged.
They're talking about Grey's Anatomy. Seth has a minor obsession with Grey's Anatomy. I've never watched it.
Major obsession.
Major obsession.
Girly girls, swipe up or DM Carmen if you think she should watch Grey's Anatomy.
There's just too many seasons.
It's so good, though.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
Ooh, can I talk about how girls dress and how, like, how I feel about that?
Sure. Oh, yeah, what do you think about, like, you know, like, school dress codes, like, no leggings and no spaghetti straps? Are spaghetti straps, like, actually hot?
Okay. I don't know what that means, but if you
know, like, tank top?
If your titties are out, good for you. If you're wearing a jail suit or an astronaut suit,
what?
Good for you. If you have skin covered, good for you. If you have skin
uncovered, butt ass naked.
If you're butt ass naked, good for you. I don't give a shit what you dress like. Like, I think girls and guys should be able to dress however they want.
So you don't think a certain clothing item makes someone look better?
No, like, if you rock the army boots, go you, girl. If you rock the Birkenstocks, go you, girl. Like, you gotta love yourself for who you are and just dress however you want, because that's what makes you unique. And, like, I love when girls have their own style. Like, I think it's so sexy.
Yeah, like me.
Like you. Like, oh my gosh. Just the way you wear, like, cheetah patterns. And it's so hot. Like, ugh. Love those cheetah patterns. But, yeah. So, yeah. That's my opinion.
Yeah. That was good. I was going to ask you something. Wait. What's I going to say? Oh, wait. No, I remember.
You guys, Carmen's currently laying on the ground with one leg up on her couch. And she's sideways.
Oh, yeah. The mic is just on the ground and we're both just laying on the floor.
It's super fun. We're socially distanced.
Yeah. But.
Oh, we forgot to tell you all, we have masks on.
Is that bad? I don't think they care.
They don't care.
But do you think girls or guys should make the first move? And do you care or, like, prefer which way it goes? Like, would you rather have a girl make the first move? It's so hot
when a girl makes the first move.
Or would you rather do it? I feel like no one wants to do it.
I think I have an opinion. So.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you?
So, I'm very aggressive with this. Okay. Okay. Guys are dicks.
Yeah.
They're straight up dicks.
Pop off.
Like, they don't know how to respect women. They don't know how to respect themselves. They don't know how to take care of themselves.
But Seth's not a guy, so he does the opposite of all those things.
I basically am a girl inside. Wait, you need to cut that out, because maybe somebody listening to this could feel that way.
Okay. No, guys, Seth is actually trans. Like, he says he's joking about it, but he's really not, and he's Carmen just having trouble accepting. Carmen actually doesn't know if I have a dick.
Gender reveal next hour.
Make sure to see tune on my Instagram.
There may be a story reveal. Also, if you want to see what my face looks like.
Oh yeah, should we post a picture together?
Oh, we should post our bird pic of us holding the bird.
Okay, wait. You keep talking and I'm gonna look for pictures.
Hey girly girls. Also please, I love hearing all the feedback.
No, so you're not answering the question.
What is the question? I'm ADHD, girly girls.
Yeah, Seth has ADHD, in case anyone couldn't
tell. Oh, I'm sure they already know and they love it. Oh, girls, you think it's a turnoff if a guy has ADHD? Like, I bring it back in and, like, will always pay attention to the girl, but sometimes it just may not seem that way. So, like, just please swipe up. No, you just get
off topic very easily.
Yeah, but, like, it doesn't mean I don't care. I'm still engaged. And my next thing... Okay, so the guys are dicks. They suck.
Yeah.
What was the question, though? I can't remember.
Do you prefer making... If girls...
Oh, like, the moves.
Do you want girls... The boobs?
No, the moves.
Yeah.
Okay,
Who should make the first move?
So, guys are dicks, and therefore, I think it's... I understand why girls don't usually make first move, because most guys, they don't have very many awesome guys to make moves on. But with the very few amazing guys that are out there...
Like Seth.
And when you can tell they're amazing, like me, just go ahead and make a move on them, because the amazing guys love when girls make moves on them. But if they're a dick, then just don't make a move on them.
Wait, so, like, if you're talking to a girl, let's say, for example, my cousin,
she's not telling me.
Would you prefer that she made the first move, or would you like to make the first
move? Is that your daddy?
Oh, yeah.
Also, Carmen's looking for photos of me to put on her Instagram, and she just had a picture of her dad, and I call him Daddy Sir.
Yeah, because he tried to call him Daddy, and my dad was like, no.
He said, no, Daddy, sir, please.
So that was a joke. Okay.
Also, I don't...
Answer the question,
when this podcast is over, I'm going to go talk to her dad, by the way. I can't wait.
You're just going to leave me. You're going to be like, okay, bye.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay.
Do you remember the question?
So, yeah, I love when girls hit on guys first. Like, make the move if you're a girl first.
But, like, has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it actually happened with your cousin.
Wait, are you serious? I can't tell if you're joking.
Yeah, she's not me.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
That's not really a move, though. I think I made a move. But, like, we're not talking, so I don't really think... But the girl at first watch...
Oh, yeah, Seth went on a date with a very... Wait, what's
awesome,
that?
Interesting girl.
When we were on Thanksgiving break, well, Seth wasn't there, but when my family's on Thanksgiving break, Seth called me one day to tell me about this special date he had.
Special.
Yeah, very special. And let's just say it has to relate to an alarm being disabled. Do you get it?
Carmen.
I'm kidding.
Girls, I have a serious question because I don't want to go into my love life. Do you all think it's a turnoff when a guy has really hairy legs? Please DM Carmen.
I think for this Instagram post, I'm just going to post a picture of your legs.
Girls, do you want a leg pic? DM Carmen.
I don't know if anyone wants a leg pic.
You're going to get so many DMs from this podcast. Like, I've asked them to DM you so much.
Yeah, so you need to DM me if you want to be my friend, if you want a gender reveal.
And of me, and if you want to see my legs.
Yeah. Seth actually shaved part of his legs
and
once.
And now it's patchy.
To, like, thin them out or something. And it was so funny. It helped, though.
They feel so good to scratch. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be weird or anything, but, like...
It's gonna sound so gross coming through the mic.
Do you guys hear it? I know you're obsessed with me.
I know you're obsessed with me.
So, I know this podcast is slowing down, so we should, like, pick it back up.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing over there, girly girl. Are you trying to find a photo of me?
Yeah.
Oh, also,
I have a lot. I'm trying to find a good photo. Okay, do you want to ask me something?
Can you put my phone in? Because I edited the chest acne off my chest in one of the photos of us from Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Seth, when we went on vacation, was very sad about his,
Chacne.
His chacne.
I know you're obsessed with me.
Do you have a question for me? No.
Yeah.
It can be about, it doesn't have to be, like, to me. It can be about, like, girls in general, if you want.
Yeah, girls, has it been hard during quarantine? Like, are you all craving being in a relationship? I know it's really hard for a lot of people right now. But if y'all, my next thing, I'm not saying, like, girly girls, y'all should, like, hit me up, like, in, like, a flirty
yeah,
way.
Yeah, everyone, DM
but
Seth, but, yeah.
DM me if you want a friend that's a guy. Like, I'm just gonna go ahead and friend zone all the girly girls. Because I think it's important that I make more friends that are girls. So, and I...
Who doesn't look like you're dating me?
Yeah, so... Yeah. That's not true. I didn't mean that. I meant to say... Also, I say things by accident sometimes and Carmen holds on to them. And I hold on to them, too.
I do not.
Remember that one thing that I, like, held on to and then I was like...
No.
Oh, yeah. Carmen called me the moderator one time.
Oh, yeah, that's because... my twin sister and I, we were fighting about something, and then Seth tried to get in the middle of it, so I told him to stop being a moderator, and then he got sad, and then didn't talk to me.
So now every time I think she's mad at me, I'll be like, is it because I'm the moderator?
Yeah. That was mean, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You've never been really mean to me, though.
I feel like you're joking.
You haven't.
Oh, Seth, what's your Panera order?
Oh, I know Carmen's Panera order.
Wait, I think I know your Panera order. Maybe.
So she loves the green...
But you get different things.
The green smoothie. But we have this, like, little inside joke about, like, Muffies. Like, we love Muffies, Carmen does.
Yeah.
Her favorite one's a pumpkin Muffy, but...
Yeah.
They actually took it off the menu, and I've been doing research...
Wait, are you...
I'm not joking. All they have is a pumpkin muffin.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I've been doing research because I'm trying to find you one. Because I've been trying to bring you one.
Wait, are you actually serious?
Yeah.
Since when? It's fall! Why don't
try
they
to
have
find
a
it,
pumpkin
try to find
muffy?
It. Like, I was
this
just...
is big news. I did not know this.
But, like, chocolate chip muffies, pumpkin muffies, but Carmen's order is, like, she loves the green smoothie. Also, she had the grain bowl recently, and she was obsessed with it.
Obsessed.
And she likes the green smoothie, the grain bowl, and... occasionally she will get like the pumpkin. Obviously, she'll get a pumpkin muffin, and a couple other like different breads. Do you like banana bread?
Mm,
well, Hadley, her sister.
Hadley makes it, but it kind of makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
But.
Alright, what's my banana order?
You get different things. You get like the strawberry banana smoothie if you get a smoothie. And then you usually don't get the pumpkin muffin. You get like the chocolate one if you get it.
Yeah.
But usually Seth doesn't like when I pay for him. So then he'll pretend like he's not hungry.
Oh.
And then not get anything, and it's annoying.
So also, that's a great thing to talk about. I'm sorry. I love when you like bring stuff like this up about like payments. Because.
Do you owe me money?
No, do
I? Oh my god, Seth!
I'm very aggressive.
There's gonna be so much background noise in this whole episode.
We should talk. We should talk about if girls or guys should pay at dinner. So the other night at Buddha Lounge, my dad and his fiance were fighting over who should pay, and my dad's like, the guy should always pay, and like I looked, like obviously in tradition, a guy should always like that's just like a thing people say and like
yeah.
out of respect. But when it comes to paying, like, take turns. But when it comes to opening a door, a guy should always open a door.
Yeah, see, I agree. I think you should take turns. But, and also, like, I feel like it shouldn't be something that people obsess over all the time. Because, like, if you don't have money, then obviously I'd pay for you.
Exactly.
Or if, like, you paid last time, then I'll pay.
The next time.
But, like, it's not like, oh, you've paid five times, I need to pay five times.
And I've learned from experience, like, I've wasted a lot of money on girls to try to, like, win their love.
Yeah. Or, also, if you're dating someone, that's kind of expensive, so then if you just, like, split stuff.
I had a $70 date one time.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Did you go to, like, a
I bought
steakhouse?
Her Victoria's Secret stuff that she ended up, a lingerie that she ended up using on.
No, you're joking.
It was when my parents got divorced.
You bought a high school girl lingerie.
A bra, and I thought she was gonna
like lacy bra?
Yeah, well, like kind of.
Oh.
And she said I thought we were gonna like use it, like I thought she was gonna wear it for me, and then she's on another guy like shot talking to me the next day.
I bet she still wore it.
Yeah. And then another thing, I took her to the movie and I paid
Seth,
for everything.
I can't believe you bought some lingerie. That's so funny.
Oopsies. And also she scammed, she stole my dad's credit card number and
got
an Uber to a party when she was supposed to come to my house.
Wow, she does not sound the best.
And her cat got, she used to be my neighbor, her cat got run over and they never told her. So every time I see her, I just think about her dead cat that she never knows. She never knows got run over. Its name was Blueberry.
Oh, so the blueberry is a smushed
blueberry?
You know
how a blueberry looks like smushed and just like splat?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Was that what the cat was like? Ew! That's so sad.
I never saw the cat, but my parents apparently. So my point, oh yeah, back to my point, like, guys need to open doors, guys need to be polite, like, that is a necessity. Like, if a guy doesn't hold a door for you, then he is a dick.
Yeah, Reed, my brother, never holds doors, and he'll literally, what annoys me the most is either not opening the door or standing in the doorway so you, like, have to squeeze past them.
Oh, that's
like,
the worst.
And it's so annoying. It's like, how am I supposed to get in the doorway if you're literally standing in the middle of the way? But I feel like a lot of boys just don't hold the door open. Or, like, I feel like also a lot of girls just aren't used to it. Because I know sometimes, like, when you try to open the car door for me or my sister, we're always like, Seth, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, no one opens our doors.
But that's just, like, my natural instinct.
Yeah, I know, which is good. Because your parents did something right. They gave you manners. Can't say the same for Reed.
Well, that's not necessarily your parents' fault either, but, like,
Reed just doesn't.
If y'all know any guys that are dicks, they need a manners lesson, just give me their number. And
I think you should, teach a manners class.
At Sarah.
Just, like.
At school.
Anywhere. Yeah, at school. That'd be a good idea. Do you have any final bits of advice or tips you want the listeners to know about?
Love yourself, girly girls. Y'all are all amazing. Thank you for supporting my friend. And thank you for having me on this episode. Peace out.
Yeah, so as always, make sure to look in the description for all the links to my things, like my blog,
You can join my newsletter, and there's a link to all the episodes, the podcast website, so you can just check that out. And yeah, hope this answered a lot of your all's questions and that you had fun listening to us. So yeah, bye.